Nigeria Info, good morning. Don't forget, you can be a part of our conversations any day, anytime, live on Facebook or live on Twitter. Join the conversation. Listen, contribute, let your opinions be heard. It's simple, at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and at Nigeria Info PH on Twitter. As easy as that, and you have access unlimited to all of our contents on Nigeria Info. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. A lot of conversation has been generated ever since the president said local government, some state governments or governors steal local government funds. I mean, you would agree that reactions would come as a result of that comment. In fact, one of the people who supported the president was Nolge. Nolge at the national level supported the president and said, yes, it is true, indeed a fact, that some governors and state governments steal funds that belong to local governments. In Rivers State, however, that's not been the case, because if you have to take the words of the governor for it, he had said emphatically, going as far as even asking the president to name the names of those, saying it is not enough to say that governors steal. If you know the governors that steal, which I would agree to some degree, because if you know who does this and it is bad, except there are no laws that prohibits them from doing that, and within the law they have the right to do so, and hence the reason why the federal government would not take any actions. What one would expect ordinarily would be that these people are mentioned and certain actions are taken against them. Well, that was the position of the River State government, and the governor had said he doesn't, he has never, and he will never. He was talking about from when he came into office in 2015 up until this moment, has never tampered with funds belonging to local government. The conversation isn't just going to end there. There is also the talk of local government autonomy. This one, very interesting, because the calls for it to be domesticated after the National Assembly passed that bill has risen time over time, especially River State being one of those states where the call is intense from Nolge, asking that the president, the governor, should look into domesticating that bill and implementing that law locally. Well, if you must know, the Nolge chairman in River State, the Nolge president in River State, Clifford Paul, was the one who was urging the state government to, as a matter of urgency, domesticate the local government autonomy law. He commended the governor, of course, for not interfering in local government allocations in this state, but asked that the bill be domesticated so local governments can have full autonomy. He stated, however, that the local government councils in the state have what he described as quasi-autonomy. That's what it is, quasi-autonomy. Not something that's full or complete, it's quasi-autonomy. And for the fact that their funds aren't being touched and they get their monies according to him and according to the governor, and the fact that no local government chairman has come out to say otherwise, well, it means that we have to take their words for it. But this morning on the show, sadly, which is quite painful, you know, sometimes you have people occupy public office. The expectation is emphasis on public. If you occupy public office, it means you should speak with the public when the occasion arises. This was one of those times where I've had a conversation with the Nolge president in River State, Clifford Paul. We actually spoke at length yesterday. I was trying to have him come to the studio, and he suggested that he was going to have a conversation via telephone because he may not be able to beat traffic and make it here in time. And I thought that was also very cool, and we needed him to address some of these issues. Don't also forget that there's been conversations around who Nolge would support in 2023. The national president of Nolge also had appealed to members and Nigerians to vote out a certain political party. He's also talked about not voting for any candidate who would not support local government autonomy, etc., etc. Sadly, my guest at the dying minute switched off his phone. That's how I would look at it. Well, I spoke to his assistant, and assistant perhaps said some other reasons could be behind why the phone went off. But I've been trying to get in touch with him since around some minutes past seven. His phone has been ringing on end, and he wasn't taking his calls. And just about 2 minutes to 8 o'clock, his phone went off. And here we are, sadly. We'll still keep trying anyways, if we can get in touch with him before we conclude the conversation this morning. Perhaps we hear his position on the autonomy of a local government in Rivers State, because I know that he's been vocal about it sometime within the year. I think it was in July or in August, where he was calling on the government to see that local government autonomy is something that is domesticated, and thank the governor for the financial, you know, for not tampering with the funds of local governments. But why, at the moment, we can't get across to him, I don't know. Perhaps he would give us a reason. You can join us on social media, Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. We have a question up there for you. So, government has said it doesn't tamper with local government funds. That's what the governor says, right? But it brings people to then ask other sorts of questions. And one of them I need you to react to is, how satisfied are you with how the local government chairman, or the local government councils, if you want to use that word, manage the funds, the projects that they carry out, payment of salary of local government workers, all of these, how have they handled it? Are you satisfied with how it's been handled? You could give us an example with your local government if you want to, but are you satisfied with how it's been handled by the local government, if their funds whatsoever is not tampered with by the state government? The expectation is we should have a lot of activities at the local government levels, because they have access to funds, which means they should be able to do projects that will impact people. Most of the projects we've seen over time, markets, shopping malls, markets, parks, a few roads here and there, if I'm not mistaken, at least for the few that I've seen in some local governments. I know in Ikre local government, okay, the health center. But you join the conversation on Facebook and let us know. The state government says it doesn't touch funds belonging to local government. How pleased are you with how the local government chairman have been managing their funds? Share your opinion with us on the show this morning. We'll still do the best we can to get in touch with our guest. If he doesn't take his calls, well, there's nothing we can do, sadly. But let me take some of your messages on Facebook at the moment. Edison Anne says, good morning, Ifeemi. To me, we don't have any local government chairman, but local government appointees, promise Owunari. This one from Okrika, he says, Okrika local government chairman is doing well. I love what he's doing in Okrika. Tamano Tekena Oposi David said, the movement is clear. The state governor paid to local government areas and received cash. I don't know about that one. Tamano, this is your allegation. Sorry, I cannot take it. Dre says, the local government council chairman do know they do anything for their students, especially for the fact we be say Obiakpo students steal the UST, we never pay school fees, and local government they claim say money day now. Wow. Chima Ezenye says, in the first place, the state government touches local government funds, but even at that, most local government chairmen have failed woefully as well, leading to abject poverty across board, beginning from the federal, state, and local government. None is exempted from mismanagement of funds. Ezenye Chima from Omerelu, good morning. Remember monies that were also given to local government chairmen, those ones that fought the illegal oil refining activity within their domain? You remember that? Let's get on to the phone lines and hear some of your contributions this morning. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning. You hear me, Andrew?
You're welcome. Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Comrade Letan Barry Sunday, President of Time and Tone for River Southeast. Yeah.
Okay.
Let me just give you bit by bit, even if time will not allow me to do that, as regard to this matter. Even if you call the local government chairman and ask them, if the governor have been tampering there are funds, they will still tell you no, that the governor does not touch. Because they were appointed, and you expect those people to tell you that the governor is tampering their phone, you don't ask that question and expect a good result. That is number one. Two, the man in charge of Norgay is afraid and is not going to be sincere in saying.
Why should he be afraid?
You know, it will affect the governor because his position there, you know.
How? Publicly, he had already in different forums, at different press conferences, urged the state government to implement the bill.
What we expect him to say. He has not certainly said what we expect him to say. Look at the minimum wage of local government workers. Has it been paid?
Well, that was the question I was going to ask him if he was here.
The increase of salary, has it been paid to local government? A lot of things are lying there.
So, Letambari, are you saying that he was trying to avoid these questions? That's the reason why perhaps he's not here now.
Yes, he's trying to avoid it because if he wants to tell you the real truth, it will affect him and the governor. It will be a problem between him and the governor. So what you are starting to say, even if he comes on air, you will see the way you will dodge questions, the way you will manipulate himself to dodge what he's supposed to say, he will dodge it. So I know very well, immediately you said that, I know very well, even from time, if you look at his statement, just watch, anytime you have the opportunity of talking with him, you will see the way he will answer those questions. He cannot tell you that, okay, let him come and tell us why the minimum wage has not been paid. What is the money? And allocations have been delivered to the local government chairman. Okay, the problem is from the local government chairman, not so, because they hold the funds, they've not paid the minimum wage. That means we have to hold the local government chairman.
But regardless, if he feels that, then why occupy the position of president of Norgay and River State if you would not have... how would I put this now? If you wouldn't want to speak on behalf of workers who perhaps would look at you to be the one to voice out those opinions for them. And there's always a diplomatic way to put out any issues, and place your demands.
What they do in those unions is that there are areas where they compromise with the governor and the local government chairman.
Well, that's an allegation. That's an allegation now. That's an allegation we don't have proof of. So,
okay. Let me say,
yes, so please.
You take it to be an allegation. But I beg you, if the Norgay chairman comes and he can be able to tell you that this money that has not been paid, this minimum wage that has not been paid, an increase of salary that has not been paid is from the local government chairman or is from the governor. If he can be able to tell you, I beg you, he cannot tell you that.
All right, Letambari, sorry, but then I had to interrupt you. Sorry, it was rude as well of me, but we had to go for a commercial and it's just a few seconds to that time. Send your messages on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Again, I'll try to get in touch with the chairman, the president of Norgay and River State. Hopefully, his number is reachable this time. And if it is, whether or not he'll be willing to speak, I do not know. But I'll just keep trying. We'll be right back. 92.3 Nigeria Info. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right. right, we're still here live on Facebook and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, so you can be a part of the conversation, not just contribute, you can also watch and listen to us online from wherever you are, on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. We are discussing local government funds and autonomy of local governments. The state government has said it doesn't touch funds that belong to local government, but the question now is, are you pleased with how the local government chairman are managing the funds? Many would say if they don't touch your funds, we should see more activities in the local government areas of the state. The activities you have seen so far, would you say that they are commensurate to the funds that are accrued to local governments over the years? That's the question. I told you we were supposed to have the Nogi president for Rivers State, Clifford Paul. Unfortunately, while we were on the commercial, I still tried to get in touch with him again. Well, I think it's a last-minute ditch. That's the only way to describe this, which is shocking to me, because you'd expect the public office holders speak with the public when needs arise. Well, we'll just continue regardless. Open the phone lines now and let us hear from you. 070-0923-0923. Remember, the national leadership of Nolge had supported the president's comment that some governors and state governments steal funds that belong to local government chairmen, which seemed to be the practice for most of the state. There have been complaints about similar situation in Bayelsa State. I spoke to some people in Delta State who also said, well, same thing. Edo State, people complain of the same thing. Kogi State being one of the state that was mentioned to have fully implemented the local government autonomy bill ever since it was passed by the National Assembly. The calls have continued to come for the River State government to consider domesticating that bill, that law. Well, would that see the light of day? I do not know. I remember one time the governor saying, if we already do not touch your funds, what are they talking about financial autonomy? But then having something documented and giving full autonomy. In fact, Clifford Paul himself described it as quasi-autonomy. That's what he says the local governments have in River State. David is calling from Yenagoa. Good morning, David.
Greetings from the city of Yenagoa.
Welcome. Good morning to you.
David West.
Go ahead.
Let me start with the Nolge president. I want to emphatically say me that your guests you are supposed to have chickened out. I use the word chicken out. It's quite unfortunate. Anyway, whether he speaks or not, we are not bothered. For the governor to say that he does not touch local government funds is laughable. Ifemi, you are aware that when governors come into power and do not conduct local government election and use caretaker to operate, within that time, they are using caretaker to operate, if I should ask, who is in charge of the fund of the local government? Is it not the governor? Does the caretaker chairman that comes to operate for several months and years, does he give account of his stewardship? They use caretaker chairman to operate the way they like, control the fund. They use local government fund to conduct election. They use local government fund to build their personal empire. So, no, I don't think what the governor is saying, that he's even calling God. God is so merciful. Let him call his ancestral gods, and let's know that he did not touch local government funds. It's laughable. The same thing is also happening in Bayelsa State here. As we speak, the governor is not even thinking of conducting local government elections. The tenor of the former local government chairman has elapsed. Now he's not even thinking about it. We don't even know who is running the local government. Our locations are coming to the local government month in, month out. So who is in charge of it? Who is controlling it? Look, it is only autonomy of local government that will make us understand that indeed, yes, governors do not have powers any longer to control the local government fund. For God's sake, in Nigeria, we have three tiers of government. If the federal government is not suffocating or frustrating the state government by giving them everything they need, independence, autonomy, and what have you. Why then can't state governors also give local government, which is a tier of government of its own, the same preference, the same right to control its funds? It's quite unfortunate. When you say, look, conduct local government election, they will tell you paucity of funds, that there's no money. Does INEC one day wake up to tell us there is no money for them to conduct state and national elections? No. So it's quite unfortunate.
All right, David, thank you very much. Nigeria Info. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
You're welcome.
Yes, old Beth Chima, calling you from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead.
Yes, Andrew, I think for any governor to say that he does not have a hand in local government form is a joke of the day. It's an insult to the sensibilities of Nigeria, who are made up of professors, technocrats. It's an insult. Now, Mr. Andrew, in the morning, a statement made by particular aide to the president actually is connected to what we are discussing. Look, governments are the problem of this country. You understand? These people, they collect local government funds and give them whatever they like to come, pay salaries. It is just clear. It's glaring before everybody. You understand? Now, this is not the first time President has said it. At a particular time in one media chat, President told us that local government will receive up to $300 million and hand over to the governor, which in turn give them whatever they are going to pay salary with. You understand? So no governor will deny the fact that they have a hand in local government. But Andrew, the only solution, as I can tell you, I don't know if it's actually part of the electoral act. Let INEC conduct local government election. Let them leave the power for not local government election on the state electoral act. State electoral commission. Let them remove the spot from them. If it will continue like this. So these people put whosoever they like and do whatever they like with local government funds. Which of course is one of the major, you understand, when it starts to develop.
But Chima, if we think about it, none of the local governments, you can correct me if I'm wrong, none of the local government chairmen have come out to say that, well, this is what happens with their funds. Besides, if that was the case, is it because we have only local government chairmen from one political party, hence it's now a party affair? Because if the funds are not being tampered with, the developments that we should see in those local governments across the states should be more than what we are seeing now. That's the opinion of many people.
Andrew, now, the first time you say something, who will tell you, which local government chairman will stand before the governor and tell him that, look, he's not receiving funds, he's going to receive? Who? Inasmuch as governor can pick whoever he likes and put a local government chairman, he cannot come out and say it. You understand? A lot of times, some of them were suspended, of course. Because you fail to attend the function, even when the Supreme Court has announced that, look, you cannot suspend the government chairman. He was suspended. They even most of them even justified. So their lawyer brings some and body. So they cannot come out and stand before government and tell you, I'm not too far to go to receive. You understand? So local government is very, very important aspect when it has to do with development of every society. Because they are very close to the people. You understand? So, the only solution, let me tell you, is INEC to conduct local government election so that other political party can win. When something is going wrong, we can hear it clearly.
All right, Chima, thank you very much. Nigeria Info, good morning.
Hello, good morning. This is Divine calling from Woji.
Okay, Divine.
I want to tell you this. I'm not from this state, but the truth is, I see more Africans in the South for years. I think what people expect on this radio, on this issue, that there was a government, we said it. A man has probably said, I did not take the money belonging to local government. And I don't like that. Nobody has come out to say, the government did not give me money to work. And we are on the radio chatting, the employee is talking, how can you say, can't you just be, I feel so sorry for every one of us, I won't lie to you. Because if actually we believe that we are not corrupt. Not corrupt. Because of our hearts, we are corrupt. So we also believe that other people are corrupt. So
telling you, I'm going to play for elections to make sure that other parties will come on board. Come on board to do your part. I'm not saying you should not come on board.
So the conversation now is, the question now even largely is, if you've heard us already say, well, the governor has said he doesn't touch. No local government chairman has come out to say that the governor is lying. Norgay, I spoke with the Norgay chairman yesterday while we had a conversation. He also said that on that part, the government of River State doesn't touch funds that belong to local government. He categorically said that to me. It's unfortunate that he's not here now to continue with the conversation. But the question now is, if the funds are not being touched, the level of management of these funds and the development in the various local government areas, and you look at it side by side with the funds that these local government chairmen have access to, would you say that it is well managed or they are doing enough? That's the question.
For me, to be sincere with you, I will not say 100% they have been well managed, but at least to a large extent, yes, they have said something tangible. For instance, let me tell you this. I came from a state. If my state will do 10% of what we can have done, we will be on air every day to please me.
Which state are you from? Delta State? Edo State?
What Delta and Edo? I'm from Dua State. What Delta and Edo?
Abia State.
Well, I said both Delta and Edo.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right then. Go ahead.
So in the two states where I hear from, we will do 10% of what we can have done. I am telling you the truth. We will be on air every day praising them. Here, it's a different case I see. Let us talk about receive money the same way you receive money. What are we talking about here? We might have tried, but we want you to do more. People, I don't forget to government is a community. We want government to come in, do more than what we can have done. We can have done more than what we can make have done. We want government to come in, do more than what we can have done. That's what we are looking at.
All right. Thank you very much. Nigeria Info, good morning. Hello, good morning. Good morning, Nigeria Info.
Hello, good morning this morning.
All right, you're welcome. Good morning to you.
Thank you. My name is Good News. I'm calling from Port
Harcourt. Okay, good news. Talk to us.
Hello.
Hello, good news. Go ahead.
It's all right. I want to speak that they have odd line for saying that the governor is not touching the fund of his activity. Let me tell you why.
Why?
We are aware that paying of teacher salary is not in the exclusive list, it's in the concurrent list. And in the concurrent list, it is under the local government chairman to pay the primary school teacher to ensure that the school, the primary health and the primary schools are well funded and taken care of. It is under the right of the local government in the constitution. Now, who pays those money? The River State government pays those money. And you want to tell me that since it's under the when the FAC money comes, it goes accordingly the land, the federal, the state, and the local government. And you want to tell me that the local government, the state does not tamper with local government money to ensure that
that's the what state, the governor says. He has never.
No, I've even heard from no, let me tell you, there's something about this life. I tell you, my brother, man, most of these local governments, some of them, come to us who are members of the opposition, and they tell us to help them and talk, that they are constrained. You know, if we continue like this, this country will never grow. They are afraid for saying, and after talking, they will be kicked out and be haunted for. We all know the truth. It's like when the police say, when they say bail is not free, and really, really bail is not, they say bail is free, I mean to say, and when you go to for bail, they give you a form to fill that they don't collect money from me. Not everybody thinks that they collect money from me, and you don't have the facts to prove that the national knows that they collect money from that, the guy always insists on that. So
all right.
The point I'm saying, generally, is that, finally, the point I'm saying is that, they should tell us that some money was taken to support the state. paying the primary and primary health center and the school.
Well, the state government has said it has not called on any, it has not partnered with any local government. Thank you very much, Chimado. The state government had said it does not partner with any, it hasn't partnered with any local government to carry out any project as well. The governor boasted and talked about that well during one of the commissionings in the course of last week. So my question is, how then are the local government chairman managing the funds? I ask a few questions because national leadership of Nolgi had said that states put together owe workers up to around 40 billion naira. I don't know if workers at local government levels in Rivers State are being paid as at when due, or are held, or are they, is any worker being salaries being withheld? Those are questions we're asking. Areas of salaries by, for local government workers, have they been paid? The health centers in local government, are they working? Some of the few questions, the schools in local government areas, the schools, primary schools, are they functional, all of them, with adequate facilities to accommodate students? These questions are necessary because if the answer to these questions are no, then you would ask, where then is the money going to? Because the government has said it does not touch the funds of local government. Well, if the answer is yes, well, then we have our answer. We know where the money goes to. But that will be for you to decide. My name is Ifeemi Andrew. Thank you very much for your time. Hopefully tomorrow our guest that we would have on the show would not turn out to be just like this situation we have today. Hopefully. Have a great day. Hello, Port Harcourt is next.